This is On the Media. I'm Alana Casanova-Burgess.
Just before Thanksgiving, hundreds of residents of Naranjito, a small town 45 minutes southwest of San Juan, were gathering in the square for a free lunch. A priest offered a prayer, asking for God to bless the town and the country and to bless the lunch as a new beginning.
En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén.
The crowd of hundreds bowed their heads. Then the local orchestra started to play. The Star Wars theme. And as though that weren't enough, they also played the Game of Thrones song. Solemn prayer and theme songs. But perhaps that's to be expected. You can't live tragedy all the time. The anthropologist Yarimar Bonilla lives in New York, and she told me that she wanted to come see her homeland for herself because a lot of the coverage was so one-note, so full of doom.
There should be a movie about the hurricane because it has the full range of emotion, you know? So you have fear, but you also have anger because you're closed in tight spaces with your family, you know? And there's love, and there's probably passion and, you know, romance and all of that, you know? So I've been asking people, what was the funniest thing that happened during the hurricane? What was their most creative thing that they've come up with? All that humanity, I think, was missing from the reporting that just treats Puerto Ricans as kind of victims or survivors, okay, but still, they're more than that, you know? They're also jokesters, they're also wives and husbands and cousins and daughters and grandchildren.
Full disclosure, Yarimar had invited me to a comedy show in San Juan by a group called Teatro Breve. There were sketches and stand-up and some improv, nearly all related to life after Maria. And it was wonderfully funny. So wonderful that I got Brooke on the line with one of the performers.
Lucien Hernandez is with the comedy group Teatro Breve. They recently did a run of sold-out performances called After Maria. Lucien, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you.
So the show starts the night after Maria in the living room of a couple getting ready for the storm. And you play the woman who's freaking out and trying to prepare, and her partner is downloading shows on Netflix.
It gets a lot of laughs.
Estoy bajando series de Netflix. Cuando se vaya la luz.
You know, I don't want to make it a gender thing, but apparently a lot of guys were just downloading Netflix series while all the women were, you know, trying to get ready.
Right. I know that trying to explain a joke is death to comedy. But would you walk us through a specific joke or a line that you just love, that just gets a huge laugh and makes you laugh?
I think that the biggest laugh that we get, there's a guy and a woman, and there's this neighbor who has the generator, he has it all, you know, he knows it all.
Tengo planta.
Tiene una planta.
And he visits that day before Maria. He starts telling the guy, is that car yours?
Yo tú lo saco de ahí. Esa caoba va a caer directamente encima de tu carro.
I see that tree that is there, that it might hit your car.
Yo tengo dos parking bajo techo, estoy usando uno nada más. Métela en el mío, en serio.
Just put it in my parking space, that is better than yours. He's like, no, we don't need help. Thank you.
No.
And then he left them a walkie-talkie because he's like, you know, the signals, they're going to go bad.
Porque lo primero que se va a ir son los celulares, ¿sabes?
And the guy is like, are you kidding me? He starts laughing like, how can the cell phones go bad? You know, you're so crazy, man. And so in the night of the storm, when the tree hits their car, the last thing that you hear is through the walkie-talkie, the neighbor saying, Galdo, the tree fell down, like I told you.
So basically, you perform observations about the storm, like when your partner comes home from shopping for supplies for the storm, and he only has a gallon of water and a six-pack of beer.
Para tu familia, así tú nos preparas. Un galón de agua, dos latitas de salchicha y un 12-pack de medalla.
Now, we know in hindsight how long people have had to rely on bottled water. Are a lot of these jokes about planning badly for something that turns out to be far worse than anyone could have imagined?
Yes, I think that Puerto Ricans, we think that we know how to get ready for a storm because we have hurricane season every year. I think that this one, no one was really ready for it. Even the person that went to Costco and bought just a huge amount of things, it wasn't enough. It was actually too soon to laugh for a long time.
How long do you need before you can laugh?
I think that we personally were kind of depressed, each one of us, but people in the streets were like, I know you're writing, you know, I know you're coming up with something very soon. So I think that we as performers use it, I think, as a therapy, and people also. And that's the relationship that we have with our audience, trying to laugh about the situation. You know, that's part of our culture. That's just how we are.
I'm curious, in your show, you also play a recording of the hurricane.
We had to put it there because we all felt it. That sound was the same for everyone. My sister doesn't live in Puerto Rico, and I was texting with her when that hurricane sound was going on. And I saved a text that I sent her. I was like, our house is going to be okay. Puerto Rico is going to be a wreck because, you know, this is just destroying the island.
The group performed in Chicago after the hurricane. Since the jokes are so specific to this Puerto Rican experience, how do the jokes land?
There were a lot of Puerto Ricans there and suffering a lot from what I saw. You know, having family here that they haven't seen, everyone was like, you know, can you take this to my mother? You know, have you seen this person or whatever? So I think that they cried more than they laughed because, you know, they weren't here. Even though sometimes we resent that they weren't here. And it's like, you know, you're not suffering the way we are suffering, man. We can make jokes about it because it's like with family. In your family, you can joke about things, but someone from outside comes and you're not going to get away with laughing about our things. Just us can make fun of ourselves. Every Puerto Rican has, you know, has prepared for a hurricane. All the warnings that we get and all the hurricane watch, we get them every year. So I'm sure that a lot of people from there were through Georges or Hugo, you know, two big hurricanes. They were here before. We joke about, you know, they think they know, but they don't know.
How long can you live without electricity with some schools being closed? How long can that go on before you can't joke about it anymore on stage?
People who write are writing. People who paint are painting. People who do comedy, we're going to be ironic about it, and we are going to put it out there. This is just our way to cope with the situation, but it has never been funny.
Lucien, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Lucien Hernandez is with Teatro Breve, a comedy group based in San Juan. You can find their videos on their Facebook page.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.